This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, we are 2 months away from Ramadan. 2 months away from Ramadan. Rajab coming, then Sha'ban, then Ramadan will start. And that's really incredible. You know, taking consideration, like we're staying home most of the time, time's still flying very fast. But still, like, you just think about, I just fasted Ramadan. And this every year we say that. And Ramadan will keep coming and years will keep moving. And we getting older and we getting farther away from the dunya and closer to the akhirah. It is important for us to remember that Ramadan is a month that's so dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every year it comes. And it's so dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it's what is meant for. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O who you believe, a siyam was prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon nations before you, so you may attain taqwa. Attain at-taqwa. At-taqwa, which is the goal of this siyam. It is something that we all been ordered to seek and to have. Ya ayyuha an-nasu ittaqu rabbakum. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu Allaha haqqa tuqatih. At-taqwa is levels. And one of the most beautiful definition for it, qil hiya al-khawfu min al-jalil wal-amalu bit-tanzil wal-qana'atu bil-qalil wal-isti'dad liyawm ar-rahil. It is simple, but it is difficult. It is easy to be understood, but there is a big challenge associated with it when it comes to the implementation. It's to fear the Almighty Allah, and to do and to submit to His orders, to be content with what He gave you, and to be always prepared for the day that you will leave this dunya. It is part of our nature that we always prepare ourselves for the big things that are going to happen. If you have a wedding coming up, or your son or your daughter's wedding, you prepare for it. If you have a big deal or a big occasion that you care for it so much, you'll prepare for it. That's right. Even in our daily life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we meet Him 5 times a day. He ordered us to prepare ourselves for that meeting, for the salah, to make wudu, and to dress nice, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Every time you pray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every time you pray, Allah said, make sure that you dress properly. Even, by the way, at home. A lot of people don't know that. And I know one brother was telling me, like, one of his family members got surprised when they saw him wearing some nice clothes. They said, where are you going? He said, I'm not going anywhere, I'm just going to pray. I just don't feel it's appropriate to pray in the pajama. You know, I just want to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ. كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ يعني كُلِّ مَكَانِ صَلَاةِ. مَسْجِدْ بِمَعْنَى الصَّلَاةِ وَلَيْسَ الْمَسْجِدِ اللي هو المبنى المعروف. هذا من باب أولى. The Prophet, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يعني purify yourself every time you about to make sujood, about to make salah. And in Jumu'ah specifically, we'd be even ordered to what? To dress extra nice and to put perfumes for men and to have a shower, take a shower. باب غسل الجمعة عند علماء الحديث وفيه آثار كثيرة. So this month, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us about it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about it, and it's a very important date in our calendar as Muslim, this month. So obviously we should think from now about how to prepare ourselves for Ramadan. And I want to share with you a few quick points. Point number one, make sure from now that you have a pure good intention for so many good deeds that you plan and you want to do in the month of Ramadan. Have the intention from now, I'm ready, inshallah, when Ramadan comes, I will fast. We are living in a time where we saw with our own eyes that we lost people in no time. Said properly. In no time. So, when you see people die before the month of Ramadan arrive, they just died. And we lost them. Some people, Ramadan came last year, they couldn't fast because they were sick. Some people, Ramadan came, they couldn't pray. Even Jumu'ah, most of us. And Taraweeh. But if you had the intention to do all this, you will get the reward of all of this because you have an excuse for not being able to do it. So make sure that from now on, you have this intention for doing the good. And good intention not only will guarantee you the ajr and the reward, but also it will open the door for good deeds when the time comes. Allah يقول إِيَّعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. If Allah sees goodness in your hearts, He will give you better, and He will give you good and better than what has been taken from you. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ولكل امرئ ما نوى. You will get what you intend, what you want. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees what's in our hearts, what our intentions are. And based on how much sincere you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يوفقك. He will open the door and guide you to fulfill these intentions. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَرْفَعْ سَيْفًا وَلَا يُقَاتِلْ. Those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said who left their homes and die while migrating to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their reward has already been secured with Allah before even they take one step or left a hand. It is because of that intention. How many of us might die before Ramadan or get sick? Days or hours? We don't know. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give a long, blessed, healthy life filled with iman. Have the intention for so many good things that you not only want to fast, but you want to do in Ramadan. So when you have a good intention about doing all these good deeds in Ramadan, there is two benefits. Number one, that this intention تعطيك بركة وتجعل في عملك بركة وإعانة من الله. It will put a blessings in the month of Ramadan, in the action that you do, and it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid you and help you and support you. الثاني, the second point, this good intention will help you during the month of Ramadan that you always check yourself. And go back and he said, hey, I did, when Shaykh Walid did that khutbah, I made up the intention to make Khatm al-Quran at least once in Ramadan. I made the intention not to miss a single Fajr prayer. I'll pray every prayer on time. And I had this intention, and I wasn't sure if I will witness Ramadan or not. I made the intention to do this, to do that. So during Ramadan, if you're not fulfilling these intentions, now became the time to ask yourself and to say, you know what? Allah gave me the chance. Allah allowed me to be here today, to be witnessing this, and I'm not fulfilling what I promised. That will make you hold yourself accountable, and hopefully it will allow you to renew your intention and to motivate you to keep going and to do whatever your plan was. Have the intention to make Khatm al-Quran at least once. At least once. Have the intention that you will not miss a single rak'ah in Taraweeh this year. You will pray it fully. You're not going to come late, and you're not going to leave early. Have the intent, and inshallah, we're planning to have a very short salah. in this year, in Taraweeh. So nobody will have an excuse for work or worry about like being congregated for a very long time or anything of that nature. If things goes as it is right now, alhamdulillah, where the rate is not very high in our area, the rate of infection or the spread of the infection. Also make the intention of doing a lot of sadaqah. You know what, last year I donated 10,000, this year I'll do 11. Last year I did 5, I will make sure that I will not go less than that. I give $100, I make sure I will do the $100 again. Make sure to have the intention to come to the masjid more often. Have the intention to in Ramadan, this Ramadan, I will be connected with my family. Asal rahimi, your uncles, your aunts, your brothers and sisters that you have not talked to them for a while. You know, in this Ramadan, I'll make sure that my father and mother will be so pleased with me. Every day in Ramadan, I'll make sure to put a smile on their faces. Every day in Ramadan, this Ramadan, I have the intention to be so good to my parents and to spend more time with them. You know, make the intention that this Ramadan, I'm not going to violate the month of Ramadan with all the sins that I did in the past. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رب صائم ليس له من حظه من صيامه إلا الجوع والعطش. Some people, the only thing they get out of fasting, being thirsty and hungry. That's it. Why? Because of the sins during the day. Making the intention not to miss one of the sunan al-ratiba, the sunnah after fajr, before fajr, after dhuhr, and before dhuhr, and the sunnah after maghrib, the sunnah after isha. I'm going to make sure that I don't miss these sunan during that day, every day in Ramadan. Remember, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا أجسامكم. لا ينظر إلى أجسادكم ولا إلى صوركم. ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. قال الله تعالى يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. قال الضحاك القلب السليم هو القلب الخالص. وقال قتاده هو القلب السالم من الشرك. It was narrated from Muslim by Muslim that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah does not look at your bodies nor to your faces, but He looks at your hearts and your deeds. Then he recited, the day when there will not benefit anyone wealth or children, but only one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. With a sound heart. So make sure that you have that. Intention is not words that you say by mouth. Intention is not wishful, is not a wishful thinking. Intention is a determination. It is something that you plan for it. And that's what leads me to the next important point, to be connected to this one. وَهِ الْعَزْمُ الصَّادِقُ. To have a determination. To be serious. Allah knows what's really in your heart, if you're just saying it or you really mean it. Or you really mean it. An-niyyah, the intention, is al-ulama rahimahullah said, أَبْلَغْ مِنْ عَمَلِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. It's more powerful than your actions. Because you reach with intention what you cannot reach with your action. But it comes with that determination. It comes also with planning. That's why it is important from now to put a plan. What I want to do. Okay, I want to read Quran. I want to make khatm al-Quran. Make a plan. A plan to be specific. I want to make khatm al-Quran once in Ramadan. How? By reading, for example, every salah, 4 pages. That's in 30 days I'll finish the Quran. Or 8 pages, I'll finish it twice after each and every salah. You know, make sure that you are very clear about what you want to do, how you want to do it. Be specific, be reasonable in your expectation. You know, I'm going to memorize the Quran, mashallah, in Ramadan. How many surah I memorize? Well, I قُلُوا اللَّهُ أَحَدْ كِذَا يعني sometimes نَعْطَيْكَ كَوْثَرُ. طيب, you're not going to be able to finish half the Quran in Ramadan. You know, remember, when you plan for Ramadan, plan smart. It's not the numbers really of Ramadans that, if we change that famous quote, it's not the numbers of Ramadan that in your life that counts. It is the deeds in your Ramadan that really counts. That's what you need to focus on. and to make sure that you are smart in setting these goals. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam invite us to make that investment, that planning. He said, "Fi al-Nasa'i, atakum Ramadan shahrum mubarak." Ramadan comes to you, a blessed month. Faradallahu alaykum siyamah. Allah made fasting in it obligation, an obligation on you, or obligated on you. تُفْتَحُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَتُغْلَقُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَحِيمِ وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ مَرَدَةُ الشَّيَاطِينِ لِلَّهِ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ. In that month, the gates of heavens are widely open and the gates of hell are closed. And in that month, the leader and the leader of the shayateen are chained. In it, there is a day or a night better than 1,000 months. Whoever missed that night have missed a great deal of goodness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the life and the strength to witness the month of Ramadan and to benefit from it. أقول ما سمعتم أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. One of the things that also it's important to prepare yourself for Ramadan is to repent to Allah. Make a lot of istighfar from now until Ramadan. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Repent to Allah from the sins. And the sins can be whatever obligations that you have not fulfilled or whatever forbidden act that you have done. So it's two things. So many times we think of sins are the rules that I broke. But also it's a great sin when you leave an obligations. So all these sins need to be repented from. And it's between you and Allah. Repenting from it, it means you regret and you promise you will not go back to it. And you stop practicing the sin. You do it sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also, if there is a penalty associated with that sin, you fulfill that penalty. You know, like let's say there's a kafara of fasting or donating or something like that, you fulfill that. And also, it can be something that you have to make it up. Let's say in 2019 you didn't fast. You didn't give zakat in 2020. Now, and that's a sin, you should have given it. You should have fasted it before the Ramadan of 2020. Now it is obligated to fulfill that by fasting that Ramadan. Or by, giving the zakat of that year that you have missed. You fulfill the obligations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha." يعني ايش نصوحة؟ قال سعيد بن جبير توبة تنصحون بها أنفسكم نصوحة يعني a repentance that you always remind yourself of your توبة of your sin so you be humble. That's why الفضيل بن عياض قال النصوح التوبة النصوح أن يكون الذنب بين عينيه فلا يزال ينظر إليه. التوبة النصوح means that you don't forget about your sin, you always aware of it, you remember it, so you will never be arrogant and you will never fall in it again. القرضي رحمه الله said, قال التوبة النصوح بالاستغفار باللسان والإقلاع بالأبدان وإضمار ترك العود بالجنان ومهاجرة سيء الخلان. It is to make istighfar with your tongue, is to abandon, to stay away and abstain from the haram, and to have the absolute determination in your heart, you never go back to this sin again, and to leave the people who helped you to do that sin. To leave the bad company or environment that led to that sin. That's the pure repentance. You might ask, Sheikh, we should repent anytime. How this has to do with Ramadan? I'll tell you what Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah said. قال رجل للحسن البصري قال يا أبا سعيد أجهز طهوري وأستعد لقيام الليل لكني لا أقوم الليل. In the night, I sleep early, I make wudu, I prepare my water, I'm ready. I have the intention to make it to pray in the night, but I don't. I don't wake up. What's going on? فقال الحسن قيدتك ذنوبك. What's pulling you away from قيام الليل is your sins. Another said, do you think you just keep sinning in the day and he bring you closer to him in the night? What you need to do, you need to stop these sins during the daytime and see how it will affect your qiyam al-layl, your night prayer, and your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the enjoyment of your salah, and the focus in your salah, and the enjoyment of your fasting. and see how that will affect. You want to enjoy Ramadan? You want Ramadan 21 to be very special? Focus on your tawbah and your istighfar today. So when it comes, it will come by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala welcoming you. When your heart is pure and your soul is purified, you come while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves you because He loves those who repent to Him. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those who repent to Him. Ya Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and to give us the strength to worship Him in the way that He loved and He deserved. That's one of the things also, make a lot of dua. The Sahaba and the Salaf used to make dua for 6 months before Ramadan, that Allah help them to do good deeds in Ramadan. So increase your dua. General dua, Ya Allah help me to do the best of deeds in Ramadan. A specific dua, Ya Allah help me to pray more. Ya Allah help me to focus on this. Ya Allah help me to control my tongue in Ramadan. It's very specific things that you plan to do. Both kind of dua, general and specific. And also make sure that you learn about Ramadan and the rules of Ramadan. So that's something that I hope these points will make us able from now to have this conversation with our family, with our friends. We in the Masjid, alhamdulillah, planning a lot of good programs to work together as part of the points that I believe help a lot to make the experience of Ramadan is very good, is to work collectively as family, as a community, towards enjoying Ramadan and benefiting from the most. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وأكرم نزلنا اللهم توفنا وأنت راض عنا اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا إلى رمضان وسلم لنا رمضان وتسلمه منا متقبلا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تعيننا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر لموتانا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يسر علينا ويسر على المعسرين واقض الدين عن المدينين وأغن فقراءنا وبارك في أغنيائنا اللهم يا حي يا قيوم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم واغفر لنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وقوموا للصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله